Today's episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is the Locked On Sabres podcast with Joe DiBiase, part two of our crossover with John Chick from Locked On Rangers. Here's more of that conversation.
You know, kind of just a quick part B to that question. You know, given that the Sabres are probably going to trade him, although I guess now it's not such a slam dunk anymore. It's possible he could still be a member of the Buffalo Sabres when the season starts. But wouldn't you think that they would be more willing to just kind of let him do whichever surgery he wants to do, given the fact that, you know, he might not even be on the team? I mean, it seems like it's not to be cold about it, but it's kind of not their problem anymore. You know what I mean? Like, he can do whatever he wants and we'll trade him and that'll be that.
That's the confusing part to me. That's really what I can't get a grasp on, like why they won't just let him have the surgery. If it's been made clear to you that he's not going to have the fusion, and if you're going to end up ultimately trading him anyway, and even if he's not traded by the start of the season, ultimately Jack Eichel is getting traded. It's just a matter really of when. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's weird to me that they don't just let him have it. But this is like very almost like conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Even though they say they're completely okay with him being around at the beginning of the season, I wonder if they just don't want him around. And if they think that this, if he's healthy enough to where he's skating and he's not in constant pain day to day. And I don't know that, by the way, that could be the case. Maybe that's part of the reason Eichel's mad and frustrated is, I don't know, maybe he is still dealing with symptoms. Maybe he is still dealing with pain on a day-to-day basis in his neck. But if that's not the case and the Sabres aren't, you know, risking that, then maybe they're okay with him being on long-term injured reserve at the start of the season. And maybe they're okay with having the surgery issue being unresolved because it means that he's not going to be around and he's not going to be a distraction in the locker room or on the ice. And by the way, to speak to that, it depends on who you talk to. Some people would believe that he would be a distraction. And I think in that, like, you know what, naturally that would be the case, but he doesn't also, Jack doesn't strike me as the type of guy that's just going to go in there and quit. You know, like we saw that this past season with Pierre-Luc Dubois in Columbus, right?
Like he You watch those shifts. I mean, he was putting in zero effort whatsoever. Yeah.
Right. Eichel doesn't strike me as the type of person that would do that. That guy is like, you read about his pregame routine and tell me that that's the type of guy that would quit like that. I mean, he is like, he is trying to model like the way he treats the game, like Michael Jordan. Like he gets insane like it, like that. So I don't, it would be a distraction. Would he quit? No. Would he be a bad influence on the young guys? I think everyone assumes that that would be a bad influence. I don't know. I see Eichel as a guy that he's sitting on the bench and he's got the iPad out showing Victor Olofsson where to be on the power play and like taking rookies like that through that. He's the guy on the bench. He's the first one to jump up and hug Dylan Cousins after his first NHL goal. Like, no, he's not Jonathan Toews as a leader, but is he a bad influence like that? Is he poisonous in the locker room? I think that gets overstated sometimes. So I don't think, honestly, it would be the worst thing in the world to have him on the team. I mean, now, this is tough, though, because, John, think about it. Whenever a star player wants out in sports, not even just in the NHL, they get out. Like, they get out. Like, they're not coming back to that team. But I think an unprecedented circumstance might need unprecedented actions. And I'd almost think the best thing for everybody, for Eichel, for the Sabres, would be, well, you got to get the surgery result first, but for him to get back on the ice, show all of these teams again that he is Jack Eichel, and then the Sabres, because if he wants out, that's only going to help the Sabres facilitate a trade, you know?
Yeah, no, you took the words right out of my mouth, man. I was actually going to ask you about that. You know, at this point in the game, at this stage in the NHL calendar, is the best road to go down for the Sabres to just keep him around and have him there at the start of the season and have him go out there and hopefully light up the NHL the way he usually does? And like you just said, Joe, now you've kind of reestablished his value. You've shown that, okay, He had the neck injury, but he's okay. He's still Jack Eichel. He can still go out there and produce. And now his trade value kind of rises again. And all these teams around the league kind of come crawling back to the Sabres, so to speak. And it's like, hey, you know, maybe we'll give you a little bit more for Jack Eichel. And the Sabres can create the bidding war that I'm sure they desire to create. Because the more potential dance partners they have when it comes to a trade for Jack Eichel, the better of a situation they're in. Because obviously they can kind of play these teams off of each other. You know,
and I think that's bad for the Rangers, because I think actually I should have gone back to it. I forgot. I said earlier, I think there's two paths to the Rangers getting Eichel. One was Lafreniere, and I don't think that's happening. The second one that is much more likely is there is no market. There is no bidding war, because if the Sabres get to a point where like they are holding firm right now on what their ask is, and they are holding firm that, yes, we are okay with him being on the team at the start of the year. But I don't know if the Pegulas call down to Kevin Adams someday and they're done. Like they're frustrated with it. They want it to be over. And Kevin Adams has to go out and look at what the best thing is for him on the market. That might be the Rangers, because the teams that I think can outbid the Rangers, Vegas doesn't have any cap space. Like they already made their moves. Like they got rid of Fleury to create cap space, but then they traded for Evgeny Dadonov from Ottawa. And they made another couple of signings to where they're out of cap space right now. Minnesota, reportedly, according to Michael Russo of The Athletic, is out on Jack Eichel. Now, that could just be them talking. But if they're out, I mean, that's one of your best dance partners that you could have had. I think really the only other team that would still be in play is the Anaheim Ducks. Like, if I'm the Rangers, I think that is my – and I'm dead set, like, convinced that I need to get Jack Eichel. I think the Ducks are the team that would be the most worrisome, because the Ducks' best offer, I think, outbids anybody. I don't think they'll get the best offer out of them, but if they are as motivated as the Rangers or any of these other teams to get Jack Eichel, I mean, if the Rangers come at the Sabres with that offer that you built earlier, Kako, two prospects and a first-round pick, and Bob Murray and the Anaheim Ducks say, we want to top that, they can top that. So,
yeah.
That's, to me, they're the team to watch still. They've always kind of been in it, but they'd be the number one team to watch. But again, I think because Vegas and Minnesota seemingly are not in the Eichel trade market right now, that the best hope the Rangers have is the Sabres panic, think they have to make a move before the season, and they just take whatever the best offer is out there. And then I think the Rangers are in play.
Yeah, that's a best case scenario for the Rangers. And I think you make a good point about the Ducks situation as well. You know, they do have a lot to offer. And it kind of reminds me, it's a little bit different, because when the Rangers got Panarin, it was as a free agent, so they didn't have to give anything up. But I mean, the Ducks are really a downtrodden franchise right now. And, you know, they have to rebuild and all this other stuff, but you kind of need a centerpiece for that rebuild. Kind of the way Panarin was the centerpiece of the Ranger rebuild. I think Eichel could maybe be that guy for the Ducks. I mean, the only thing there is Eichel is going from, no offense, Joe, but one bad team to another bad team. And I just, to me, I mean, what I've read about him, and again, this has been over a year, and there's all these different articles and all these different opinions that are out there. But what I've generally gathered is that he wants to go to a team where he thinks he can win. And in due time, maybe he will win with the Ducks, but it's going to be another couple of tough seasons there, and he might not get to see the playoffs for a while. So, I mean, any thoughts on that? Would he be upset about going to a team that's down right now?
It's a good point. I think he, on the list of teams we just went through, the Rangers, the Golden Knights, the Wild, the Ducks would rank last, I think, no doubt. Because you're right. Like, are they Jack Eichel away from even being a playoff team? I mean, maybe because they're in the Pacific, and that division is the worst in hockey, but you can't make any argument that team is a Stanley Cup contender or anything close to it. And I don't think they'd make the playoffs even in a weak Pacific with Jack Eichel. And this would maybe be why the Sabres want to do this trade sooner than later. Eichel's got a no trade clause, a new no movement clause that kicks in next off season. So a year from now, if the Ducks are finally giving the Sabres what they want, well, they might not be able to do the deal because Jack doesn't want to go to Anaheim. I think Jack at this point would just take whatever he can get, you know? And also, he doesn't have final say at this time. If they trade him to Anaheim, he's got 5 years on his contract with the Anaheim Ducks. Like, he's going to have to buy into that because, I mean, otherwise, he's got to throw another fit, and you're already getting some reputation, deserved or not, for being this problem, this head case. And I don't think you want another situation like that to boil over. So I think he would commit. I think if they traded him tomorrow to the Anaheim Ducks, he would know he doesn't have any leverage to stop it from happening. And it really would be, you know what? I'll just take Anaheim over Buffalo. Like, there's no offense taken there, because everyone here knows this is the worst place to be in the league. You're on a 10-year playoff drought, a historic playoff drought for a league that has as much parity as the NHL does, where teams like the Colorado Avalanche can go from 48 points 5 years ago to 98 points the next year and make the playoffs. Like, where it's so easy to turn things around quickly, the Sabres have not been able to do it for a decade. And they're just starting another rebuild. So, no offense taken. Anywhere is better than here. And that might be what he would think with Anaheim. Like, yeah, it's not perfect. It's not even maybe good, but it's better. You know what? I'll take it.
Yeah.
And one more point, I think, with the Ducks,
I'll let you get to that. But just with the Ducks, I feel like they have a little bit more direction than the Sabres do. Like, with the Sabres, I don't know. As an outsider looking in, it feels like they kind of just throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. You know, I felt that way when they went out and got Stahl. And who was the other guy? Taylor Hall. They kind of went for Bet Online,
you know, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but
the
NBA, college hoops, the NHL, all in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. For the Saber games, you could bet on the exact amount of which either the Sabres or their opponent will win by. So if the Sabres are going to win by exactly two, you can find everything for the Sabres winning by exactly two. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. The best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is the site. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Remember to use the promo code LOCKEDON.
Rickard Rakell is 28 years old and 1 year left on his deal. Cam Fowler has got like 5 years left. He's 29. Hampus Lindholm's got, and Josh Manson have 1 year left on their contracts. Shattenkirk's got 2 years left at $3.9 million. And John Gibson at 28 years old with a long-term deal. Like, I could make the argument that if they did go for Eichel, that maybe that would be Bob Murray saying, all right, let's kind of deviate from the rebuild. And let's take one last swing at this with the core that we currently have in place before guys start getting into their early 30s, when the player decline usually comes, before guys start hitting free agency. Let's go for this right now with Jack Eichel. Now, I would say it still wouldn't work. I don't think, again, I mentioned earlier, I don't think they're a playoff team even with Eichel. But that is kind of why the Ducks, to me, on another level, they outrank the Rangers. Because if I'm getting a team's first-round pick, I want the greatest chance that pick's going to be high. And I think the Rangers, with their young core and the veteran pieces they have, like Artemi Panarin, and Adam Fox being maybe the best defenseman in the world right now, I think the Rangers are destined for either the playoffs or close to it at least. I don't see them being a team that could bottom out. I think that could happen in Anaheim, even with Eichel. I think that could happen. They were the third worst team in the league last year. And with Jack Eichel, I think that could, it's possible that could be a top five pick again. And if I'm the Sabres, I'm thinking about that. If I'm getting someone's first round pick, I want it to be as high as possible. And I think Anaheim outranks all these other teams.
No, that's an excellent point as well. I mean, you could end up very easily with a top five pick there if you end up dealing him to Anaheim and there's a first rounder included in the package there.
A word for Bet Online, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but you got the NBA, college hoops, the NHL, all in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. For the Saber games, you could bet on the exact amount of which either the Sabres or their opponent will win by. So if you think the Sabres are going to win by exactly two, you can find odds for the Sabres winning by exactly two. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, the best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is the site. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Remember to use the promo code Locked On. If you have not tried a Built Bar yet, I strongly encourage you to do so, as somebody that did not eat protein bars because of the taste. And as somebody, am I a candy snob? Am I an aficionado? I don't know. I eat a lot, not as much anymore. Growing up, a lot of candy bars. And I'm telling you, Built Bar is a candy bar. It's not. It tastes like one, though. You have 18 amazing flavors to pick from, including 6 new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. If you go for the coconut almond puff flavor, that is my favorite. And I'm not even a coconut guy, but it's like eating a Mallow cup. That's how good it is. Built Bars are also great for the healthy conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for keto diets. For example, the peanut butter flavor, 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, only 5 grams of sugar, and only 5 grams net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
One more point that I wanted to make on just the whole Jack Eichel thing, and you know, it's a point that I brought up a couple of times on my show, but I've mentioned this a few times. Mika Zibanejad, so he's going to be an unrestricted free agent after this upcoming season. And it's another one of the reasons why I'm a little lukewarm, a little bit hesitant on Jack Eichel. I mean, don't get me wrong. Jack Eichel's a fantastic player, but there are a couple of things that make me a little bit nervous about him. And the way I see it, you know, Mika Zibanejad, yes, he is older than Jack Eichel, but it's only about 3.5 years. It's not as much of an age difference as people make it out to be. And, you know, you can re-sign Mika Zibanejad and not have to trade for Jack Eichel and not have to give up a first-round pick and Ke'Andre Miller and Kaapo Kakko and Braden Schneider and whoever else that the Sabres want to ask for. And they have every right to ask for, you know, a big return package with whoever they deal with, because Jack Eichel is a great player. But, I mean, to me, you know, your alternative is right there. He's been on the team for several years. He was in the mix to be the next captain. We'll see how that whole saga ends up shaking out. But I don't know, man. I mean, with Mika Zibanejad there, and you don't have to give up anything, and there's no neck injury or anything like that, I think it's an alternative that the Rangers should at least consider. It sounds like they are starting to talk to him a little bit. I don't know how much traction it's gaining or what Mika's demands are, but I think if I'm the Rangers, I at least got to think about that. Maybe we just hang on to our own guy rather than give up a whole bunch to bring in Jack Eichel.
I think it's fair. I think that ultimately will be what happens. I mean, obviously, just because there's more teams in it than the Rangers right now. If it was Rangers versus the field, I'd take the field, no doubt. Which means I think they have to think seriously about re-signing Zibanejad. I think you will have to do that if Eichel is not traded there. And I think that's, you know what, like it's a fair point. Like, I do think Eichel's a better player, and he does have 3.5 years on Zibanejad. But Zibanejad, man, he's one of those. How many times has that happened? Where a guy after 6-7 years in the league just explodes like that. Like, the only other example I can think of is Brad Marchand. So,
yeah,
like, he's done that, and he's done it for 3 years in a row now. So it's not a fluke. I think also what hurts the Rangers there is if you were getting a player like Jack Eichel, you'd want to be using Zibanejad as a chip going back the other way. But what's always tough about that whenever he's mentioned for the Sabres is, it's like the Sabres just have no use for him. That is no indictment on the player. The player.
No,
I
know where you're going
with this.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't really fit the age. The Sabres are going into a rebuild. You want a guy that's 28 years old and got 1 year left on his contract. Cause you really think Mika Zibanejad is going to re-sign in Buffalo right now? Like,
no. Yeah.
To be frank, that you can't count on anybody to do that right now. So the only thing that he would be, is he would be a pathway to another first round pick as a rental, but like, cause that would happen, right? If the Sabres get Zibanejad in a Ranger trade for Eichel, they'd spin him at the deadline for a first. Cause he's definitely not re-signing here.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard Ryan Strome's name come up as well. And I think Ryan Strome for a contending team can be a useful player. He'll be an unrestricted free agent after this next season as well. I think he can help a contending team as maybe like a second or third line center, but with Strome or Mika, either one of them going to Buffalo, it just doesn't make any sense because the Sabres aren't like in a 1 year window to win the Stanley Cup here. So I think if they were to acquire one of those players, they would either look to immediately trade them or let them play, you know, part of the season in Buffalo. And then when we're getting toward the trade deadline, you move them and you get a draft pick in exchange for it. With Mika, I think it would be a first rounder. With Strome, I mean, maybe you're looking at like a second or third rounder, but yeah, I mean, Yeah, it would be more just to alleviate some cap space for the Rangers, and then the Sabres can have a trading chip for down the road there.
So let me ask you, because like outside the Sabre fans, we've heard about and we've talked about like the guys up top, Lafreniere, Kako, Keandre Miller, really like the top young players in the Rangers organization. But like, what about the guys like a step below that? Like I heard you mention the name Schneider a couple of minutes ago. Like, what do they have to offer that's outside of those big three?
So, yeah, I mean, with Schneider, I mean, he's yet to make his NHL debut. He was actually the Rangers' first-round pick this past season, in addition to, obviously, Alexis Lafreniere. They actually traded up to get him. They had to get right in front of the Devils because I think the Devils were going to take him. They ended up taking a different defenseman. But John Davidson, who's no longer with the Rangers, he absolutely loved Braden Schneider. Schneider played for Team Canada in the World Juniors this past tournament and ran into a little bit of trouble. He actually got suspended for a high hit in the first game. He got suspended for one game, but he came back, was a very effective player. Basically just a big, tough, old school, nasty defenseman. And like I said, he was very highly coveted by the Rangers. So, and something else that's very encouraging about him, I remember going into the draft that year, maybe not necessarily the highest ceiling of players in the draft, but one of the highest floors. Like there's basically scouts look at this guy and they say there's no way that this guy shouldn't be like a top four defenseman on an NHL team in an absolute worst case scenario. So a very safe player and somebody that, you know, could be a building block for the Rangers or even the Sabres if he's included in a trade package. So, I mean, that's Schneider. Another name that I hear come up every now and then is Filip Hedl. Have you heard him come up at all?
I've heard him mentioned. Yes.
Hedl is about to turn 22, very young. I mean, it feels like he should be older than that because he's got like four seasons with the Rangers. It seems almost impossible that he's still just 21 years old. But, exciting young player, his flash potential from time to time. He can play the center. He can play the wing. I think he's better suited for the wing.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yep, you're good.
I think he's better suited for the wing. That's a position where you can better take advantage of his speed. He's very inconsistent, though. It seems like every season he gets off to like this white hot start and then he kind of slows down a little bit. So you'd have to deal with some inconsistency. You'd have to deal with some growing pains for Filip Hedl, but I do think that the upside is there. And then, another name that I hear come up every so often is Keandre Miller, another former first round pick by the Rangers, a defenseman. And he was actually a member of the NHL's all rookie team this past season that just went by here, showed a lot of potential. He was not even expected to make the team and just had a really strong training camp, and they just threw him out there on opening night, and he had a rough opening night, but after that, I mean, he was great the entire rest of the season, and somebody that, again, I think could be a nice piece for the Sabres, you know, if they're looking to go into full-fledged rebuild mode here, as it seems like they are. I think he'd be a great building block for them as well. So, I mean, there's definitely some options, and I feel like Sabres fans are probably hearing this and rolling their eyes a little bit, because you guys want one of the stars. I get that too. But Keandre Miller, again, another nice piece there for you guys if he was to be included in the trade package.
I just locked on NHL today. Me and Mike DeStefano, we did a super metropolitan draft where we just went back and forth building super teams from the Metro players. And I picked Miller as my third pair left shot defenseman.
There you go.
So I like the player. He's only played 1 year, but I mean, there's a lot of potential there. We'll see.
I think you could see him add some offense to his game too, because he's done that, at other stops in his hockey career. And, I think when you first get into the NHL as a defenseman, you're probably looking to hang back a little bit and make sure you don't make any mistakes, that kind of thing. But he's got that potential as well. He's got a really nice shot and a good passer as well. So good player. And, Joe, I figure we can pretty much like end with that, kind of wrap up here. But I will ask you this, man. Opening night, what jersey is Jack Eichel wearing, man? Because I can't even venture a guess, so I'll put it to you.
My guess is he's wearing a suit.
Okay. Gotcha.
He's introduced to the fans on the bench on opening night. I'm leaning towards he is not traded. I think the Sabres are being – so, like, there's two parts of this. One is, I think you could argue they just want it to be over with. Yeah. But this season's going to be bad anyway, right? Like, I hear a lot of, well, you don't want him to be a distraction. I think they could use a distraction. They're going to be awful again. Like, you don't want him distracting you from the fact that you're going to lose probably like six of every seven games this year?
Yeah.
That part of it I've never understood. And then, what I've heard it repeatedly is, especially ownership, Terry and Kim Pegula, they do not want another Ryan O'Reilly trade. Like, they got burned by that. They got embarrassed by that. and they do not want that to happen again. And I think that type of mindset would be the type of mindset you need to drag this out. And I really, truly do not believe they will trade Jack Eichel until someone gives them exactly what they are looking for. And if that, I think they're trying to they're trying to make everyone know that we have 5 years on this contract. And that can cause, I think, a lot of other GMs and those around the league to roll their eyes like, okay, yeah, 5 years, but he wants out. So it's not like you have to move him. And the Sabres, I think just what they have to do is they have to convince everybody that, no, we don't. Like, he's got 5 years left. And if we don't get what we want, guess what? He's going to be on the Buffalo Sabres. And yes, we have this no movement clause coming next year, but if he truly wants out that badly, then he's going to waive it. So I think they're going to be as stubborn as they possibly can be on their asking price. At the same time, I would not be stunned if they moved him before the season. But my guess would be that he is on the Buffalo Sabres, but not in uniform, because I don't think it does not sound like the surgery is getting resolved anytime soon.
All right, there's John Chick from Locked On Rangers. Thanks, everybody, for listening throughout this conversation. It was a good time to do it. There's a billboard up downtown that the Rangers want Eichel. So it felt like a good time to do it, and hopefully we can put this to bed. I'm sick of talking about the Rangers getting Eichel. This has been the Locked On Sabres podcast with Joe DiBiase. Thanks for listening.